Wheels up, hair down. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president isn't quite sure yet whether to be angry.
If it turns out that some of the allegations that have been made in the press are confirmed, of course I'll be angry.
But members of the Secret Service advance team allegedly arguing with a prostitute over what to pay her? On the plus side, it's certainly the most attention Americans have paid to a trip to Latin America probably ever. But as Congressman Darrell Issa says, it doesn't fit our image of the Secret Service.
It's part of a pattern of behavior that's built up, so-called wheels up parties.
Wheels up parties?
You know, when the president leaves, there's a wheels up party. That's when you can sort of let your hair down. In this case, you had a pre-wheels down party. You had drinking and you had activity that clearly compromised the ring of security.
Wheels up, wheels down, more like wheels off. A former longtime agent said this is way out of character.
This sort of thing doesn't happen with the Secret Service. This is an anomaly.
But I'll go out on a limb here and guess that this is the first time they got caught, but probably not the first time it's happened. Heterosexual males on out-of-town trips have a long tradition of patronizing sexual entrepreneurs. And while I assume that most of the rest of us probably have little direct experience with this recreational choice, even the most naive know that of all the bills you might be tempted to challenge, challenging this type of bill is an especially bad idea. Skip your mortgage payment, fine, but not, you know. Now this.